this morning shall we rise on our feet and begin to magnify the name of the Lord. Let's lift up our voice with a loud voice this morning and give glory to God. The psalmist said, I lay me down, slept, and I woke because this great God sustained me. Give him thanks, give him praise, give him glory for the privilege to see another great day, another glorious day. Give thanks and praise to him, the keeper of Israel. He neither sleep nor slumber. Be thankful and be praiseful unto him this morning. Return with thanksgiving and gratitude. Enter into his court with praise and celebrate his faithfulness. For all of the wonders of his work to us, give him glory this morning. We are in the land of his living by the grace of God. By his mercies we are not consumed. Be thankful unto him this morning. Let heavens hear your voice, a voice of thanksgiving. With a heart of gratitude, approach unto his grace this morning. And give to him the glory that is due unto him. Bless him and magnify him. Exalt his holy name this morning. He is a faithful God, reliable God, dependable God. Thank him and praise him and bless his holy name for the wonder of his work towards us, for all of his testimonies in our midst again and again, for all of the help that we receive on this mountain again and again. Daily, the Lord load us with benefits. Thank him and thank him. Praise him and give him glory. Thank him for the help we have received all through the week, both on the prayer altar, even on the harvest field. The Lord has been faithful to us, helping us on every side. Thank him for Operation 10 for Christ 2020. Thank him because his mouth declared here, his hand also bringing it to pass. We are just privileged to partner with him in this assignment. Give him praise and glory. Celebrate him this morning. He alone is worthy. Worthy of all praise, not unto us, not unto us, but unto thy name we give all the glory. Return all the glory to him this morning. Thank him for his mighty help. Thank him for his mighty grace. Thank him for the wonders of his work. Father, we bless you this morning. With thanksgiving, lift up this morning, guiding unto his hand, we have come to him again, having this confidence, having this assurance that this our God will hear us again this morning. As we lift up our voice and cry unto him, we shall return with answers to our petition this morning. Thank him and bless his holy name because his word will come to us again. The light of his word, dispelling every darkness on our path, shattering every work of Satan, making us to triumph again in the assignment of today. Give him praise and glory, for the Lord will do wonders again in our midst today again. He will yet visit us as he has promised. Thank him and bless his holy name. Give him glory this morning. In Jesus' wonderful name, we have given thanks. Let's put our hands together for Jesus as we welcome the praise team.
Jehovah is your name. Oh, Jehovah is your name. Mighty warrior, great. Battle, Jehovah is your name. Jehovah is your name.
Jehovah
is your name. You are God and God alone.
Mighty warrior.
Somebody jump hands together for Jesus. You are marvelous, yeah. Hey. You are marvelous, yeah. Jesus. You are marvelous, yeah. You are marvelous, yeah. You are marvelous, yeah. You are marvelous, yeah.
You are marvelous, yeah.
Marvelous God, we celebrate your name.
You are marvelous, yeah.
You are marvelous.
You are marvelous,
yeah. Marvelous God. Marvelous God.
Marvelous God.
Marvelous God, we praise your name.
You are marvelous.
You are marvelous.
Marvelous.
You are marvelous.
You are marvelous.
You are marvelous.
You are marvelous.
So marvelous in all your ways.
You are marvelous.
You are marvelous.
Marvelous
God.
Marvelous
God.
You are beautiful.
Together for Jesus and please be seated. It is my year of breaking limits. Oh, rise up shortly to commence our intercession by praying, saying, Father, send us the rain of your word of eternal life that will establish all our new converts in the faith this year. In John chapter 6, verse 66 all through to 68. Then, paraphrase, Simon Peter answered and said, to whom shall we go? For thou hast the word of eternal life. Let's rise on our feet this morning as we begin to pray, saying, Father, send us the rain of your word of eternal life that will establish all our new converts in the faith this year. Lift up your voice this morning and pray from the depth of your heart by praying, saying, Father, send us the rain of your word of eternal life that will establish all of our new converts
in the faith this year. Is somebody engaging in faith this morning? Are you lifting up your voice? Lift up your voice and let alone hear your voice of intercession this morning. Our Father, our God, we are praying that you send us the rain of your word of eternal life that will establish all of our new converts in the faith this year, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lift up your voice and pray heartily, pray passionately, pray this one line prayer. Father, send us the rain of your word of eternal life, your life transforming word that will establish all of our new converts in the faith in this church. Oh God of heaven, send us the rain of your word of eternal life, your word that transforms, your word that establishes, your word that saves, particularly to all of our new converts in the faith this year. This is a heart cry. Somebody praying, lift up your voice and let the Lord hear your voice of intercession this morning. To whom shall we go? For thou hast the word of eternal life. Father, send us the rain of your word of eternal life that will establish all of our new converts in faith this year. This is a heart cry, O God of heaven, that you send us the rain of your word of eternal life that will establish all of our new converts in faith this year. Lift up your voice this morning and let the Lord hear your voice. You can pray in understanding, and you can equally pray in the language of the Holy Ghost. Father, send us the rain of your word of eternal life that will establish all of our new converts in the faith this year. That send the word, and the word that heals, the word that establishes, the word that transforms, even the right word, the sent word, the word of eternal life. That is the word we are asking for this morning, that you send us your word, the rain of your word of eternal life that will establish all of our new converts in the faith this year. Someone is praying right now in the Holy Ghost. Zakale pando Santiago daba reposate akosiane grebo nemana shatanda ekota prate alosetia enata kalosande polo pala ekazelabo gezona nekaza nekoroto etazania no sotanda grade etashatata rotambradabo nemushila. Father, send us the rain of your word of eternal life that will establish all our new converts in the faith this year. Now push through in the language of the Holy Ghost. Zula brate ekotondiabo rata santala. Lift up your hands, lift up your voice, appreciate him this morning, give him glory, give him honor, because it is done in Jesus' wonderful name we have prayed. Please be seated and give the Lord a big hand of praise.
It is my year of breaking limits. Next, we shall rise to pray. And this time we're saying, Father, grant every winner grace for unwavering obedience, resulting in the full manifestation of the breaking limit prophetic word of the year. Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 1. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord thy God, he said, that the Lord thy God shall set thee on high above all the nations of the earth. Please rise to your feet with me this morning, and let's together lift up our voices, asking the Father, in the name of Jesus, grant every winner the grace for unwavering obedience, unwavering obedience, resulting in the full manifestation of the breaking limit prophetic word for the year. Lift up your voice and let's engage our hearts, asking the Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, for grace for unwavering obedience, grace to be doers of the word, grace to put the word to work. Let that be released upon every winner all across the nations of the earth, even in this prophetic season. Lift up your voice and let's pray with passion. Engage your heart in this intercession. Lift up your voice, Father. We are asking in the name of Jesus Christ, making a demand for the grace, for unwavering obedience to come upon every winner from far and from near, every winner all across the nations of the earth, resulting in the full manifestation of the prophetic breaking limit word for the year 2020. Lift up your voice and lay hold on God this morning with passion in your heart, asking him for grace, asking him for grace, making demand, for it is written, my grace is sufficient even for you. Let's make a demand this morning, asking the Father for the release of grace, for unwavering obedience. Let that grace be released upon every winner to get us active in the pursuit of the prophetic agenda of breaking limits, even for the year 2020. Lift up your voice, engage your heart in this intercession this morning. Ensure you are praying, asking the Father for the release of grace, for the release of grace, for the release of grace, divine empowerment that will make us doers of the word, divine engagement that will make us doers of the word, even all through the year 2020, bring it to pass, the full delivery of the breaking limit prophetic agenda in the life of every living winner. Lift up your voice. Why not pray this morning? Pray from the depth of your heart. You are laying hold on his grace this morning. You are laying hold on divine empowerment this morning for unwavering obedience, the grace that will make each winner doer of the words, doers of the word, engagers of the word declared, even in this prophetic season. Someone is praying this morning. You are engaging your heart in this intercession. You are praying with passion from the depth of your heart, asking the Father, Lord, engrace me as you engrace every winner. Lord, with grace for unwavering obedience, grace to keep pushing on, grace to keep engaging in the prophetic demands for the year 2020, leading to the breaking limit order of prophetic agenda and visitation for the year 2020. Lift up your voice. You are praying this morning, making a demand for the full manifestation of the prophetic word for the year 2020. Lord, we are asking this morning, release grace. Release grace. Release grace. For it is written, I am what I am by the grace of God. Lord, let that grace be sufficient. Lift up your voice, if you will, and engage the fervency of your spirit right now. Lord, we are asking for grace. Melosia gatago. Eto bledia anondo zukatane eto blekeada. We are asking for grace upon every winner for unwavering obedience. Thank you, precious Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' matchless name, we have prayed. Celebrate Jesus with a big clap and please, you may be seated.
It's my year of breaking limits. This shall be our next prayer line. Father, arise and scatter every confederacy and gang up against the continuous growth of this church, thereby retaining her as a city without walls. Psalm 68, 1 to 2. Let God arise, let his enemies scatter. Let them also that hate him flee before him, like smoke before the wind and like wax before the fire. Let the wicked perish before the Lord. Rise with me as we enforce this scripture. Father, arise and scatter every confederacy and gang up against the continuous growth of this church, thereby retaining her as a city without walls. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Father, arise and scatter every confederacy and every gang up against the continuous growth of this church, thereby retaining her
as a city without walls. Engage confidently in this warfare prayer line. Our Father, arise and scatter every confederacy and gang up against the continuous growth of this church, thereby returning her as a city without walls. You promise to build your church, and that the gates of hell shall not prevail. According to your word, we ask of you, Father, arise, scatter every confederacy and every gang up against the continuous growth of this church, thereby returning her as a city without walls. Lift your voice confidently and engage in this cry of faith this morning. Our God answers prayers when we pray. Therefore, everyone right now, intensely and fervently, pray, saying, Father, arise, scatter every confederacy and gang up against the continuous growth of this church, thereby returning her as a city without walls. Scatter every confederacy, scatter every gang up against our continuous growth. Let them become like wax before the fire. Let them disappear like smoke before the wind. Let your church keep growing according to your counsel. In the name of Jesus Christ, lift your voice some more. Pray this morning a prayer that must be answered. Our Father, arise and scatter every confederacy and every gang up against the continuous growth of this church, thereby returning her as a city without walls. Whatever is out to scatter what you are gathering in this church, let them be scattered and cause them to disappear. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Father, arise, contend, and scatter every confederacy and gang up against our continuous growth as a church at all levels. Our continuous growth as a church, as a cell, as stations, even among nations. Our Father, arise, scatter every confederacy and gang up against the continuous growth of this church, thereby returning her as a city without walls. It is written according to your word that we shall be inhabited with multitudes of men and of cattle. Therefore, Lord, every force, every man, every beast, whatever it may be that is against our continuous growth as a church, Lord, let them be scattered. Let them be scattered. And let this church be returned as an ever-increasing city without walls. In the name of Jesus, is God hearing your own voice this morning? Are you registering your presence in God's presence? Oh God, we cry out to you. Arise, scatter every confederacy and gang up against the continuous growth of this church, thereby returning her as a city without walls, as a growing city without walls, as an ever-increasing city without walls. In the name of Jesus, lift your voice as we pray intensely in the Holy Ghost. You can also pray your understanding this morning. Madoa parada gabaranta adialoro kopantaniana adiara sosonte eshana barana banta agwa paprani alatande eleko pabade elia alaba pantane ediazantom baranda agalabantamo o shadagaga raklabraga dosata embrondolo brande ekdaglabraga tanto obralia tatiala gaga ashantana bam brande ekloba brantana. Arise, O Lord, scatter every confederacy and gang up against the continuous growth of this church, thereby returning her as a city without walls, in the name of Jesus Christ. Bloska bradia barantada aglobam prandia latande. Lift up your voice and lift up your hand with me. Commence appreciation to God. Celebrate him and glorify him in anticipation of answers to your prayers. Our Father will give you glory. In Jesus' awesome name we have prayed. Give Jesus a big hand of praise and please be seated.
It is my year of breaking limits. In a moment, we shall be rising up again to pray, saying, Father, we decree the liberty of all our new converts from the captivity of hell, thereby establishing them in the church for life. Can I hear a bigger amen? Exodus chapter 12, from verse 12 to 13 says, For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and I'll smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt. And against all the gods of Egypt will I execute judgment. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you when I smite the land of Egypt. Please rise up to your feet with me. Lift up your voice as we pray. Father, we decree the liberty of all our new converts from every captivity of hell, thereby establishing them in this church for life. Establishing them
in this church for life. Father, we decree the liberty of all our new converts from every captivity of hell, thereby establishing them in this church for life. Lift up your voice as you pray a prayer that must be answered this morning. Lift up your voice. My Father and my God, we decree the liberty of all our new converts from every captivity of hell, thereby establishing them in this church for life. Establishing them in this church for life. Father, we decree the liberty of all of our new converts, the liberty, the liberation of all of our new converts from every captivity of hell, or from every satanic oppression, thereby establishing them in this church for life. Establishing them in this church for life. My Father, we decree, Father, the total liberation of all of our new converts from every captivity of hell, from every satanic oppression, thereby establishing them in this church for life, thereby establishing them on this mountain for life. Somebody lift up your voice and let the Lord hear the voice of your intercession. Let him hear the sound of your prayer. My Father and my God, I decree the liberty of all of our new converts from every captivity of hell, thereby establishing them on this mountain, establishing them in this church for life. Are you praying at all? Pray, lift up your voice, speak to your Father, speak to your God concerning our new converts. They shall not go back by reason of the happenings in their life on this mountain. Father, we decree the liberation, we decree the liberty, we decree the freedom of all our new converts from every captivity of hell, thereby establishing them in this church for life. Lift up your voice, pray passionately, pray from your heart, pray believing, pray expecting answer. Father, we decree the liberty of all of our new converts from every captivity of hell, thereby establishing them in this church for life. Lift up your voice, begin to pray, both in your understanding and in the spirit. Malo pri baba kazibaya, apie moko popolo moso palia, brande brose brand. Braga shata mibre, akukoro masataya, arendere siagara, shantantaraba, lebreke soyolobo, lampri makombibara. Lift up those hands right now. Begin to appreciate God for answer to prayer. Give him praise, give him glory. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Put those hands together for the Lord, and please, you may be seated.
It is my year of breaking limit. Next, we are praying, saying, Father, let the Holy Spirit breathe upon our flyers and tracts, turning them into spiritual magnets, thereby drafting abiding multitude into this church this coming Sunday. 2 chapter 4 and verse 6, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. That will be our fear right now as we pray. Lift up your voice and pray, saying, Father, let the Holy Spirit breathe upon our flyers and tracts, turning them into spiritual magnets, thereby drafting abiding multitudes into this church this coming Sunday. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, let the Holy Spirit breathe upon our flyers and tracts, turning them into spiritual magnets, thereby drafting abiding multitudes into this church this coming Sunday. Lift up your voice and pray unto our God this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, let the Holy Spirit, the Lord of the harvest,
breathe upon our flyers and tracts, turning them into spiritual magnets, thereby drafting abiding multitudes into this church this coming Sunday. Father, let the Holy Spirit breathe upon our flyers and tracts, turning them into spiritual magnets, thereby drafting abiding multitudes into this church this coming Sunday. Lift up your voice and pray unto our God. Father, we are asking in the name of Jesus, let the Holy Spirit breathe upon our flyers and tracts, turning them into spiritual magnets, thereby drafting abiding multitudes into this church this coming Sunday. It is not by might, nor by power, but by His Spirit. Let engage the Spirit of the Lord this morning, asking the Father in the name of Jesus, let the Holy Spirit breathe upon our flyers and tracts, turning them into spiritual magnet, thereby drafting abiding multitudes into this church this coming Sunday. Father, we are asking in the name of the Lord Jesus, let the Holy Spirit breathe upon our flyers and tracts, turning them into spiritual magnet, thereby drafting abiding multitudes into this church this coming Sunday. Lift up your voice, pray right now, pray in faith, pray from the depth of your heart, pray with your spirit connected, asking the Father, in the name of Jesus, let the Holy Spirit breathe upon our flyers and tracts, turning them into spiritual magnet, thereby drafting abiding multitudes into this church this coming Sunday. Father, this is our outcry this morning. We are calling upon your name and we are praying in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let the Holy Spirit breathe upon our flyers and tracts, turning them into spiritual magnet, thereby drafting abiding multitudes into this church this coming Sunday. Lift up your voice and pray in faith right now. Pray with passion from the depth of your heart. Pray with all confidence, asking the Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, let the Holy Spirit breathe upon our flyers and tracts, turning them into spiritual magnet, thereby drafting abiding multitudes into this church this coming Sunday. No one of our flyer, no one of our tract shall be wasted. In the name of Jesus, we decree, Father, let the breath of the Holy Spirit come upon each of them. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and pray. Pray in the name of Jesus. Our Father, we pray this morning, let the Holy Spirit breathe upon our flyers and tract, turning them into spiritual magnets, thereby drafting abiding multitudes into this church this coming Sunday. Lift up your voice, power that prayer in the spirit, pray it in the Holy Ghost. Likake karebrala katozia zazozandeke embekerebrala kataso ekarosyanda kataya marepandeke embreke ketuza zazotekeka ambekerobrala katozia zazozakeke. Father, we pray, let the breath of the Holy Ghost come upon every of our flyer and tract, turning them into spiritual magnet, drawing multitudes of men and women into this church this coming Sunday. In the mighty name of Jesus, liparakande kekoto embreka katuzia zazoza akere pralakata ekero pralakatuzia. Let the breath of the Holy Spirit come upon each of our flyers. Lift up your hands to the Lord and give Him thanks because He has answered again. We give You all the glory, Jesus. In Jesus' wonderful name, we are praying. Put those hands together for Jesus and please be seated.
It is my year of breaking limits. In a moment, we shall be rising, and this time we're presenting our personal supplications before God. And as we do so, I want us to be reminded of His word. In the book of James 1, verse 6 and 7, it says, let him ask in faith, not in wavering, for he that wavers like the wave of the sea, let not that man think he can receive anything from the Lord. This morning, as we present our desires before the Lord in faith, we shall receive our desires. Therefore, rise on your feet and begin to present the matters of your heart before the Lord, giving priority to the matters of the kingdom, and He will answer you speedily. Lift your voice and pray.
Lift your voice and begin to give thanks to God. Do it from the bottom of your heart. You can do it in the spirit. You can do it in your understanding, but make sure your heart is connected unto God as you give glory unto him. Everything by prayer, by supplication, with thanksgiving, your request is made known unto God. Give him thanks and do it from the depth of your heart. Give him thanks and do it from the depth of your heart. Give him glory and do it from the depth of your heart. Appreciate him, celebrate him, glorify him. Father, we say thank you. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Give Jesus a big hand and please be seated.
It is testimony time. Please listen to these documented testimonies and be blessed. Number one, change of story. I dedicated myself to 21 days of fasting, passionate soul winning, kingdom building, and placed multiple requests before the Lord. During this season, I learned from Bishop Oyedepo how to ask, believe, and pray, and putting all instructions from this altar to work. God delivered to me and my children a big mountain of answered prayers. I've encountered a press down, shaking together blessing where God forced everything to turn into my favor. Celebrate Jesus. Amazingly, God restored me this year with a 5-bedroom home. Celebrate Jesus. I had no idea all of these things were in store for me, but God did. And I've proven that when we trust and obey God's instruction, he has a phenomenal way of showing us that all things work together for the good to those that walk upright before him. Dr. Leonie Mattison is the testifier. You do well to appreciate him with your hand clap of praise. Number two, God has done it. I lack word in expressing my gratitude to this God whose words are true. I tested positive to hepatitis B virus and became afraid of losing my job as the thought was all over me. But I realized that it's only God that can heal me, as the medical attention I was getting could not help me. So I determined to engage differently in the ongoing operation. I made up my mind to always bring people to church every Sunday, which by the help of the Holy Spirit, I've been doing. During this period, Papa declared the fifth service as the hour of visitation by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Then I knew that it was my time. So that week, I intensified my engagement, and on Friday, God gave me a word that when the water is stirred, that everyone that first steps in is made whole of whatsoever disease he carries. While on the go for him, so I decided to attend the fifth service, and Papa laid hands on us and declared our healing. So I decided to do the test. Lo and behold, the result was negative. I return all the glory back to him whose words are true. Oyeyechi S.E. is the testifier. Would you please rise to your feet and appreciate this miracle working God with your hand clap of praise.
Lift up those two hands to heaven and give God thanks this morning for answered prayers. First, for waking you up this morning, not all that slept last night perhaps woke up today. Thank him for the life. Thank him for the gift of life. Thank him for keeping you in the race. Lift up your two hands, everyone, and celebrate this God. Thank you, Jesus. Would you ask him to speak to you this morning? Day unto day, utter speech, and night unto night shows knowledge. Ask Jesus, speak to me this morning. I want to hear from you. He opens my ear morning by morning. He opens my ear to hear. The Lord has opened my ears, and I was not rebellious. Give him thanks, everybody. Give him praise. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Lord Jesus, thank you again for your grace that is over each one of us. Thank you for your good hand upon every one of us. Thank you for your manifest presence in our midst that you show in signs and wonders and diverse miracles. This morning, speak to us. Let each one locate his world and open the day with your grace. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Give the Lord a big hand of praise and be seated, please. It's my year of breaking limits. Running with the prize in view. Not every runner ends up with a prize. But there is no race, or there are no races, without prizes reserved for the first, second, and third. The gold, silver, and bronze prizes. Every race has reserved prizes. Life is a race. We are told to run with patience the race that is set before us. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. So adventure on earth is a race. Life in the kingdom is a race. And know ye not that in a race run all, and one receives the prize, so run. You can't run with another man's leg. You run with your leg. So run that you may obtain. So run that you may obtain. So run that you may obtain. Nobody wins a prize in a race sitting down. You win a prize running. You win a prize running. No one can study for you to pass an exam. You study. If you must have a change of class, don't want to remain in the same class forever. You study to pass your exam and experience a change of class. So run. So run. So run that you may obtain. So the prize is for runners. It's not for fans. The prize in every race is for committed runners. Is for dedicated runners. So run. So run. No one can win souls on your behalf to be rewarded. So run. No one can give on your behalf for you to prosper. So run. No one can pray for you in secret for you to be rewarded openly. So run. One can wait a whole lifetime for a prize. Until you are ready to run, the prize is not yours. So run. You can wish to be a lawyer for 50 years. I'm praying and fasting 40 days of every year. That will make you a lawyer. You run. You run through jam. you run into 4 years of it must happen. You succeed to run through the law school or you won't be a lawyer. So you run. You run. Every prize winner in the race of life is a runner. If you are not interested in the run, you are not a candidate for the prize. If you are not interested in the run, you are not a candidate for the prize. So run. Where we are told, and they that turn many to righteousness shall shine as the stars forever and ever. Sports stars are prize winners in the field of sport. Yeah, so run. Know what makes a star. Take responsibility. And then you'll be listed as one. So run that you may obtain. And the good thing is here, every believer has a God-given capacity to bear fruit. He gave every one of them according to their several abilities. Everyone has a God-given capacity. Matthew 25, verse 14 and 15. You know, this parable of the man that was going on a long journey to receive for himself a kingdom and called his servants and gave and delivered unto them his goods. Now, verse 15, and unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1. To every man, according to their several ability, and straightway took his journey. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. And I have ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruits, and your fruit shall abide. John 15, 16. And unto whom much is given, much shall be required. So everyone is given something. Everyone is given something. Everyone is given a capacity to bear fruit. I'm divine, and ye are the branches. And every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. But every branch that beareth fruit, he keeps fit. So it's every branch. Every branch is ordained a fruit-bearing branch. Every branch. Some have fivefold capacity to bear fruit. Others have 3. Others have 4. Others have 1. But there's none that has 0. So every branch of this vine is ordained a fruit-bearing branch. So no one is left out. And to prove that, we have this good Samaritan woman. The day she met Jesus, she became a fruit bearing vine. We have the madman of Gadarene. It was told by Christ, go home to thy friends and thy loved ones and tell them how much grace God has shown you. He went and ripped the entire place for Jesus. The next time he came through, it was mammoth crowd by someone who met him for the first time. So everyone has a God-given capacity to bear fruit. The reason why many are not going to bear fruit is that they are ashamed of the gospel. Mark chapter 8 and verse 38, they are just ashamed of the gospel. And Paul told us how real that is. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God to salvation to everyone that believes. They are just ashamed of the gospel. Whosoever is ashamed of me and of my word, the Bible said, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed before the Father, his Father, and his holy angels. Mark chapter 8 and verse 38. So it's time to go outside the gate, bearing his reproach. It's time to go outside the gate, bearing his reproach. It's time to
to go outside the gate bearing his reproach. So we can walk out of every shame and reproach in our lives. Glory to God. We met a woman, I think it's 2016. We call her fondly in our system at my outreach office, the Good Samaritan woman. Just went wide for Jesus. And it's getting wider by the day because she's still called 28 of our people that are there in the Bible school today. So it's not, you are not trying to mature. The day you are saved, you are ordained a fruit-bearing branch. Fruit-bearing branch. Don't let the devil put a ceiling on your destiny. No. No. Open up. Excuse me. We have our special services coming Sunday. It's our covenant of exemption where God marks us out against all misfortune, against all attacks of the enemy. 1,000 may fall on our side and 10,000. Look at these testimonies behind this flyer. I mean, God is real. I'd like to be a part of that and your family. You won't feel the heat of this season. You won't suffer what the world around you suffers when God places a prophetic seed of exemption on your life. You are marketing Jesus. It's the Father's core business on the earth, the church. That's the Father's core business on the earth. Amen. Let's come awake. No one ever sits and wins the prize. You're wrong. So wrong that you may obtain. And Paul said, I therefore so wrong. Not as uncertainly, and so fight I, not as one that beateth the air, but I put under my body. Body, behave. This is a task to be done. And then we saw him wearing a crown at the end. Your crown another man will not take. So it's every believer's covenant responsibility. Because we have been given, all of us, new creatures, the ministry of reconciliation. We all have. Everyone that is born again an ambassador for Christ. Amen. With the ministry of reconciliation. Ministry of reconciliation. And he has given us also the word of reconciliation. Come see a man who told me all I ever did. Many believe because of the word of the woman. And many more believe when they came to Jesus. So, let's take responsibility. Among the blessings reserved for us in going after souls is divine health. And every branch in me that bears fruit, I will keep fit. Physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, I will keep fit. So you can keep bearing more fruit. Fruit bearing believers hardly get off the back of Christ. They are just there. The people they have led to Christ keep them going. They know they are watching them. So they are living to please God and to help these individuals get established in the faith. Every faithful ambassador is entitled to healthy living. There are many people in this place today and those under the sound of my voice that the last sickness you knew is the last we ever know. Amen. Because God is under covenant obligation to keep you fit. So when anything is making you a misfit, you tell Jesus, you promised and covenanted to keep me fit as a fruit bearing branch. Confirm your word in my life. And that disease will vanish away. Can I hear your amen? Amen. And then, of course, supernatural longevity. The number of your days I, God, will fulfill for serving my core interest on the earth. Isaiah 65 and verse 20 to 24, verse 22 in particular, he said, and my elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. No devil will call down on your day. No agent of the devil will swallow you up. The number of your days, my God, who is also your God, will fulfill. So you have these blessings that money cannot buy. Money can buy divine health. Money can buy longevity. But they are part of the fringe benefits that come across through your commitment to the race of soul winning. And that's, those are all the things that define the prizes. Not just all these many other things. Yes, they are part of it. But there are things that money cannot buy, and there are things that can wipe away all the money you have in your life in 1 second. You won't see such things. You will not see such things. You will not see such things. Do they price injection? It's whatever they call is what you pay. Even if they put water inside your body, anything they call is what you pay. You don't price surgery. Amen. They have search your body first before you pay. Man. But you won't see that. Yeah. No devil will ask you again, where's your God? Yeah. As you keep your part of his covenant, he will keep his own. Yeah. My covenant will I not break. Stand to your feet, everybody. Amen. Thank you for enlisting me in the race of life. Thank you for enlisting me in the race that makes stars in the kingdom. Help me, Jesus, not to come empty to your house this coming Sunday. The race is on. Help me not to come in here empty this coming Sunday. The race is on. Let everyone I say come to turn to you. Jesus, let everyone I say come to turn to you. Lift up your two hands, everyone, and speak to the day. Today is Friday. And we're just 1 or 2 full days more, and then Sunday is here. Jesus, the race is on. I must not be left behind. Everybody lift up your two hands and speak to the day. Speak to the day. Speak to the day. Speak to the day. Thank God for grace that enlists you and I in the race. Everybody is speaking to the day.
Make your decree, speak to the day. Speak to the day. You shall decree and it shall be established. You shall decree and it shall be established. Now lift your voice, lift your hands, and give glory to God. Give glory to God. Give glory to God. Appreciate him. Give praise unto him. Celebrate him. Honor him and give him praise. Thank him from the depth of your heart. Give him the glory due unto his name. Father, we say thank you. Blessed be your holy name. You are worthy of all the praise and of all the glory. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Somebody believe, say aloud, amen. It is done. The flyers and the tracts are available. You take advantage of them in advertising Jesus, and he will honor you in return in Jesus' name. Let us share the goodness together in fellowship. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. It is my year of breaking limits. Then what eyes have not seen nor ears heard shall be your experience all through the year 2020. Congratulations, amen and amen. Congratulate somebody as you go and be blessed.